Joining us now to talk about the coronavirus shelter in place and precautions being taken is Cavaliers forward Larry Nance Jr. Larry, thanks so much for making time for us. I'd love for you to sort of explain to people why, more so than anybody else in the NBA, you're having to take extra precautions.
Yes, of course. I appreciate you guys having me on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, like you said, obviously everybody right now is the whole social distancing, quarantine, you know, stay in your house, make sure you wash your hands and all that good stuff. But, you heard on the news, this coronavirus is kind of hitting the elderly and the immunosuppressed. And right now, it's kind of funny. Even before the NBA shut down, I had asked our trainers, like, hey, should I even go on our next road trip? Because I have something that's called Crohn's disease, and I'm one of the immunosuppressed people that, you know, is being talked about on the news and at a higher risk for this thing. And so I kind of asked them, like, hey, should I even go on this trip? You know, if I get it, it could be really, really bad. And, we had talked about it, talked with the doctors, and fortunately, the decision got made for us, but, I'm just happy the league shut everything down before it got worse.
You know, Larry, one of the silver linings in this scary time and living in the unknown is watching the players that we sit down on our couch, knock down some popcorn, have a drink, and just watching all the athletes that take the floor in the NBA, something we took for granted up until now. But what's been so cool is to see you guys use your platform to be a voice, to be a public service announcement. You know, I read the article you did in The Athletic. Udonis Haslam had an article in the Players Tribune talking about protecting his city down there as a Miami resident, the recklessness of the spring breakers. And now you're getting up here talking about those who make light of this like it's just any other flu going around and it can't really hurt anybody and it's a bunch of nonsense. Giving you the platform now once again to share, what would you say to those people that are dismissing this as if it's really nothing but a hoax?
First thing first is just, you know, if you were only just hurting yourself by going out, then you know what, go ahead and do it. If you're that dumb, so be it. But the fact is, you're not hurting just yourself. You're hurting the person that you touch, the person whose drink you touch, the person whose arm you touch, the person who you sneeze next to. Like, it's literally everyone and everywhere. So, like, it's not about, you know, if I was just, you know, if you're just worried about yourself, then, you know, then that's one thing. But it's just everywhere around you, everywhere you go, even if you mean to or not. So, I don't even know what to say to people that are continuing to go out, but it's just one of the dumbest things that you could possibly do. And people like that are the reason that this thing is going to take longer than it really should be.
Yeah. And Larry, it's so difficult because obviously people like Jordan and you and I we're salaried. We have money coming in. We're able to make decisions based on what's best for the collective good and for our personal health and those around us. But others are struggling to be able to pay the rent and other things. And I think that's why the message has to be that, you know, it will only compound the effects on business and the economy if we don't stop the spread. It's not going to be fixed. It is not a reasonable solution to keep going out and going to your work and do everything else when things are shut down. And I think that's really hard to sort of balance the immediate need versus long-term effects of our behavior right now. It's hard for us to see that. Larry Nance, Cavaliers forward with us here on Spain and Company on the Shell Penzel Performance Line. Larry, have you had to talk to any of your teammates or other basketball players that you've seen maybe not reacting to this in the way that you would hope?
No, I haven't. This is one thing that makes me very, you know, proud to be an NBA player and proud to be in, you know, in this league is that, you know, Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA almost started this trend of shutting down and treating this thing the way it needs to be as in a full, you know, quarantine state. Adam and everybody at the league have done a really good job of stressing the importance to us, at least, of staying indoors, staying away from people. I haven't left my house since that announcement was made, you know, so mm-hmm. It's one of those things that the league has done a really good job with. And I think, especially once Rudy and Donovan and some other guys, you know, came out with, having the coronavirus, I think guys just kind of just that hit home for everybody in the league. And so you kind of saw guys just, all right, I'm done. That's it. You know, I'm staying in my house and I'm not touching, going anywhere or doing anything. So I think that's why you see so many guys playing video games and rapping and doing all this stuff on the side, because they're trying to find ways outside of being in public.
Larry, you're not about to start rapping, are you, man?
Oh, please. have you ever? Yeah, it would not be good to me. Have you ever seen Malibu's Most Wanted?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You're better than that.
That's where we're going with it, huh? Well, I had to ask, Larry, but getting back to it, you know, with the Crohn's disease, you were almost at kind of a tough crossroad in decision-making as I was reading the article in The Athletic, talking about how the medicine you take to kind of combat your Crohn's disease, correct me if I'm wrong, but almost weakens your immune system to help fight it. And because of that, you wondered if you should stay on the meds because you felt like you needed to boost your immune system with this coronavirus lingering out there. What can you explain that situation for us a little clearer?
Right. And so, you know, with Crohn's disease, the medications I'm on are called Remicade and Methotrexate. And what they are basically, you know, Crohn's disease being an autoimmune disorder, these medications basically just suppress my immune system just enough to throw off that autoimmune disorder. So kind of calms my body down, but at the same time, it kind of puts my immune system to sleep to make sure I feel all right. And so, yeah, you're right. That was a big deal. You know, I was coming up on my infusion date and to take these drugs every week. And so, it was kind of a crossroads between, hey, do I want to get off my medication for a little bit and possibly risk, you know, my Crohn's flaring up again, which is a whole nother issue. Or do I, you know, stay on course with this and, you know, keep my weakened immune system while everybody's getting sick. And so, it was definitely a major decision to be had, but, you know, I ended up staying on my Crohn's medications. And actually, very cool, I got a call from huge news, actually, which I just put on my Instagram and on my, anybody that follows me in the Crohn's and colitis world, I'm sure has gotten to see, is new research just came out that shows, actually, for some reason, the drug Remicade is called a biologic, and they're finding right now that that's helped fighting the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So original thought was like, all right, you know, I'm in big trouble if I keep taking this. But further research has kind of showed the contrary, which is, has calmed me down quite a bit.
One of my best friends has Crohn's disease, so she gets infusions as well, has to take the medications. And it's certainly no small thing to have to consider whether you want a quote-unquote flare-up, which doesn't sound that bad, but if you actually are someone who has to deal with Crohn's disease, it is not an easy trade-off to try to make. I read that you are actually still getting your infusion, but a nurse will come to your house. Is it scary at all to think about whether that person that you depend on has been taking the precautions and is healthy, his or herself?
It was at first, but you know, it's all set up through the Cleveland Clinic, and they, you know, they insured me, double insured me, and triple insured me that this guy, you know, who I've known for quite a while now since I've gotten to Cleveland has been clean. He hasn't come in contact with any of this stuff. And so my infusion date was actually yesterday. So, he came into the house, you know, with gloves and all the good stuff, with a mask and ran the infusion as normal. I stayed home, he went on his way. And so, obviously wouldn't be able to know right now, but I think he's obviously they've insured me that he's healthy and good to go. I'm healthy and good to go. So, that'll be the last person in my house for quite a little bit.
Yeah. And I got to ask you, Larry, as Rudy Gobert kind of became the poster child to a lot of people's awareness of the impacts and how we need to take this serious when he ultimately became one diagnosed with it, you guys played them and you were in contact within that 14-day window of playing the Utah Jazz and of being in contact with Rudy Gobert. I saw you were quoted as saying that was when he tested positive. That was terrifying to you. Take me through that thought process and maybe how you view a colleague of yours in the league.
Yeah. So, I play three positions in the NBA now. Great. I play power forward mainly. I play a little bit of small forward, and I play very sparingly center. And we just so happened, Tristan Thompson got hurt the game before, Andre Drummond got hurt the game before, so Utah Jazz are coming to town, and guess who starts at center? Me. So that's great. You know, I didn't think anything of it, of course. Man. You know, played the game, guarded Rudy, and he said he was feeling fine, afterwards said he was feeling fine, there was no inclination of anything, and then, a week later, came out with this, like, hey, he's sick, and... obviously, it's just one of those things that, like, oh, my God, my stomach dropped, because, of course, being with my immune system being the way it is, like, if I was exposed to this thing, I'm going to get it, and it's going to be bad. And so that was my initial thinking. And so, of course, I called the doctors, called the clinic, and, just kind of made sure, hey, what's going on? I need to know everything so that I can stay on top of this. And fortunately, our trainers and they were just, excellent through it all, staying up, making sure that I was all right, and very fortunate to. We actually think he contracted it after playing,
yeah,
so, which again, I've gotten very fortunate thus far.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're taking all the precautions. I see you're hanging out with Mike Ryan from the Lebatard Show, talking Chelsea football. You're doing a lot of mm-hmm. video games. You're making all the right choices, and that's good to see. And we wish you the best and great news about the medicine. I'm interested to see where scientists and doctors are able to figure out if that can help on the larger scale. Appreciate the time, Larry.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on.